Time for another edition of Let's Talk About It here, Jamestown 107.1. We are streaming at newsdakota.com. And of course, you can listen back to podcasts anytime. You just search out KQDJ Podcast. You can listen to it there. Well, we are going to be joined by royalty now. Stutzman County Fair Queen Abby Ryan, along with Second Princess Kylie Hoffman joining us. Ladies, thanks for being on. We appreciate it.
Yep, we're excited.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, tell me, either one of you can answer this, but how does a person go and, like, give me the rundown of how a person gets into the competition and all that stuff. How does that all work?
About the end of May, you have a form that you're filling out. It asks you your general questions and asks you a few about if you would get the royalty stuff, what you would do about it. And then once you're going in for actual choosing of who it is, you're going into the extension office and you have individual interviews right away in the morning. And then you're having the group interviews as well. And you have the break between those interviews to allow the judges to score that stuff. And then you're going on to, then we came back to the fairgrounds. When we went up on the stage thing in front of everybody, we had impromptu questions and answers as well. And then after that, the judges finished scoring completely, and then they announced the winners right on stage there.
And so you have a bunch of different positions, right? You have from queen on down to junior queen. What are all the different positions that a young lady could win?
Well, the first one that you want to win would be the queen, and then you have your first and second princess, and then you have your Miss Congeniality, and then you also have your junior fair queen.
Okay. And so now that you guys are part of royalty, you're doing this. So now what is your role at the fair now? What do you guys do?
That's a lot of, we go to any of the shows, we'll hand out ribbons and banners to any of the kids. We went to the Jamestown Speedway on Wednesday night, and we handed out some trophies for that. But basically, if we're not doing that stuff, we're walking around the fairgrounds with our stuff on to promote the fair, promote what we got, and just talk to people and have fun.
Now, was this something that you girls wanted to do for a long time, or did you just decide that you wanted to do it, or how did it come about for you?
I saw a post on Facebook about it, and I said, hey, that would be pretty fun to do. Let's give it a try. My older sister was in it last year, so I'm like, well, why not? Heck, she did it. I'll do it then, too.
And what about you, Abby?
I was nagged about it some last year when I saw other people with it. People were like, you should run for this. And at the time, I was like, I don't know. That's not really something that I would think I would do. And I wasn't going to do it. Then I saw the stuff that came out at the beginning of the year, and I saw when it was due, and I was like, okay, I'll try it. So I decided to fill it out almost last minute, and I'm excited and glad that I did.
Now, how old are you girls?
I am 17.
And I'm 16.
Okay. And so do you guys have future plans? Do you already have those figured out, or are you still kind of thinking about it?
I've got plenty of plans here. I'm graduating early from Medina High School. I'm originally supposed to graduate in 2026, but I'm graduating in 2025. And I'm going to be heading off to college, getting my generals in Bismarck, and then moving to Fargo to get my degree in precision agriculture.
Awesome.
I've got my plan out of high school, I'll graduate next year as well. I want to be equine chiropractor and specialize also in equine dentistry. So for that, I'll have to go to vet school. So I'm planning on going to Minnesota Crookston for the first 4 years and then possibly Kansas for the next 4 years. And then after that, if I want to go into the chiropractic stuff, I also have to go to the 2 years of equine chiropractic school.
Wow. Well, you guys have it. You definitely have some great, great plans in the future. And thank you so much for taking time to talk with me. Congratulations on your win, and enjoy the rest of the fair. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. That'll do it for this edition of Let's Talk About It here on Jamestown 107.1.